Danielle here. Welcome to Menopause Nutritionist. I believe women can thrive in menopause and have the body composition of their choice if they master their nutrition and lifestyle. Today, we're going to have a little bit of a chat about supplements and how they fit into the scheme of things. On my program this week, this has come up quite a lot in discussion. So I thought we would just have a little chat over here today so you guys can understand how supplements can be helpful at this stage. I can feel like I'm talking to my menopausal tribe here. But before we kick that off, I'm just going to remind you, if you missed this program that's currently running, we're in week 5 at the moment, I will run this again in June. So jump on the wait list so you can be notified when everything is going on, when the latest updates are. If I run another free protein challenge, you'll get a discount if you do decide to join, like all of that stuff. So I'll drop the link in the notes, so make sure you are ready for that. And if you actually, like a few of you have reached out and said, I can't wait to June, I'm ready, I want to get started, I want to do something right now, then I do have a couple of spots open for my one-on-one coaching. They will probably fill quite quickly. So if you're interested in that, just I'll put the link to that as well. And you'll need to book a call and we can have a chat and see if you are keen to get started and if I'm the right person to help you and we can get your results as soon as possible. All right, supplementation. So if we look at what we do, generally, we're talking about nutrition as being a base of our health and wellness. Supplements are like the 10%. So firstly, we want to be like prioritizing protein. We want to be eating lots of fruit and vegetables, mainly vegetables, to get our micronutrients. And I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. We want to be, you know, like making sure that we're hitting our macronutrients, so getting the protein, the carbs, and the fats in order and balanced. All of those things. So that base of nutrition is what is going to set up your health and wellness kind of success. Now, the 10% is where supplementation can come into play. Now, I think this really comes into place more so in this space, talking to my menopausal tribe, because there's other factors that play out. So as we get older, obviously, our system might not be as efficient as it used to be. When we were younger, we could get away with things, or our body just knew how to grab nutrients better. As we age, this comes into factor. Maybe we're not getting our micronutrients from our food just because we're not eating enough vegetables. Maybe our food, these days, our food source is actually very important. And I talked about that recently in a chat about, you know, the quality of food. So the highest quality of food you can afford is going to be better for you. And that's because you'll get better micronutrients from that food. So we can sometimes miss those micronutrients because of that aspect. Of course, gut health can play a big role. If your gut health is off, and I talk about this a lot in my program, because it really comes up in this demographic, if your gut health is off, it will affect everything. If you're putting good, healthy food in your mouth and it is not being digested properly because you have some gut issues, then that's not going to be converted to energy. You are going to struggle with energy. You're going to struggle with your mood being affected. Focus, brain fog will come in, you won't sleep well, all of these things. So gut health is so important, and I talk about it a couple of times. We do a couple of modules of it on my program because it's so important. We know the gut-brain connection is very strong, so if our gut health is off, it's going to affect our brain health. Like, there's so much there. So that can actually affect your body's ability to, and actually you can take some really great supplements to get your gut health back on track as well, which is awesome. The other thing is, of course, menopause. Like, as we are journeying through and we're losing estrogen, that affects our gut lining. Again, that, you know, causes issues along the way. For example, we might not be getting enough zinc from our diet, and zinc is needed to make digestive enzymes that affects our gut health. That's all interconnected. So this is where supplementation can be very helpful. Had someone on the program actually ask about managing menopause naturally, and of course we have like lots of natural supplements we can use to help with the menopause symptoms as well. For example, evening primrose oil is amazing for female health, so we don't get that unless we supplement with it. And even things like omegas, like unless you're eating salmon twice a week, you're probably missing your omegas in your diet as well. And that's where supplementation can be really helpful, because omegas are just so good for so many things in your body. So this is where supplementation can be very helpful. And at this stage where we've got these challenges with gut health, with losing estrogen, which is affecting things, this is can be a really good time to look at supplements. So getting a really good multivitamin that has good key, you know, a good amount of vitamin B, you know, things like iron, you will need to get tested. So if you listen in over here, you'll hear me talk about getting your blood work done. I personally, probably 6 monthly, I've had it a lot more regularly recently, but 6 monthly probably is something I will do going forward, a minimum of once a year. So probably 6 monthly, but this is the best indication of telling you what's going on inside your body and what you may be missing. And then of course I get asked a lot about like, what brands, like what brand do I use then? Like if I get a multivitamin, which one? So quality does matter. It's a waste of time. I personally do not buy my supplements at the supermarket just because I like to use practitioner brands because of the quality. So if you can, these days, the good news is a lot of health food shops, a lot of good quality chemists have practitioner ranges in their you know, stock. So going to a health food shop, or when you see a practitioner, like I see a functional doctor, then they can actually recommend you like practitioner brands. So I personally, here in Australia, Ethical Nutrients is actually owned by Metagenics. That's a practitioner brand. You can actually get a number of Metagenics products like over the counter now at good quality chemists and health food shops, which is helpful. And then, you know, there's just usually a health food shop, if it's a good one, or a good quality chemist will have someone that has some knowledge that can give you advice on brands. So that's what my recommendation is. If you are paying, and this is coming from a reformed person who always used to shop the discounts, I don't do that anymore because that is a waste of time buying the cheapest quality, let's say omegas, because we were just talking about them, and then they're not working or they're not the right dose and you have to take 4 instead of 1. So it really does come down to quality as well. I understand that budget comes into place, but it is a waste of time buying something that is not even doing anything. So just keep that in mind. It is better to actually invest and get something that's good quality. So I hope that this has been a helpful little snippet into supplementation and why it can be helpful at this stage. Like obviously in a perfect world, it would be amazing if we didn't have to take supplements, but really and truly in the day and age we live in, we're so busy. A lot of us aren't cooking from scratch. We're not using organic vegetables, you know, and to try and hit it with food is not as easy as just eating. You have to have some sort of like way of being able to monitor how much you're consuming, know how much, you know, vitamin whatever is in that particular food, you know, like it. Where when you supplement, you know you're just hitting the mark. So, you know, that's just a perspective for you. However, you know, there's a massive rage on greens powders, and that's a supplement. I personally don't use a greens powder because I eat my vegetables. So if you are able to eat a wide variety of vegetables and you know you're doing it every day, then you don't need a greens powder. So sometimes we can invest in supplements that aren't necessary. Sometimes they're super helpful. I would recommend a greens powder for someone who struggles to eat their vegetables, doesn't cook, really is challenged in that respect. That could be helpful. Most of us have the ability to eat our vegetables. We just need to do some meal prep and make sure that we're actually prioritizing it. So I hope that that has been helpful and given you a perspective on my thoughts on supplements. I take a number of supplements. I'm a big fan of making my body as optimized as possible. Just make sure they're good quality ones. Hope today's conversation helps you on your journey. As always, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you, and thanks for putting your health first. This is what makes a difference in your life. Getting on top of these things, learning, like I said, education is power. We know better, we do better. So thanks again. And if you're happy to leave a review, a rating, like, share, follow, comment, all of those things, then I would be truly, truly grateful. That's how other people will find this podcast. And go follow me on social media so we can be friends over there. Shoot me a message if there's anything that I can help with. Otherwise, I look forward to seeing you next time. Have the best day.